we bring in one of the most well-plugged in people with the Cleveland Cavaliers, Sam Amico. Sam Amico is in the barbershop. How you doing, Sam?
Good. How are you?
I am doing well on a Saturday afternoon, as well as I can be. we were talking about earlier, and I was telling the fans, I've never seen a former MVP get added to a team in an offseason where the team needs to get better and they're trying to chase a championship. And for that MVP player to not get very much press, there's no really, you know, people aren't calling the radio station to say, hey, let's talk about Derrick Rose. It's kind of one of those things which you have Kyrie Irving and LeBron James. It kind of went under the radar. What is the impact, do you believe, of signing a Derrick Rose?
It could be huge. You know, a lot of the questions surrounding him obviously are his health. He, and more in particular, his knee. He's had issues staying healthy last season, did not have that issue in New York. You know, I think that a lot of people downplayed his impact there because the Knicks didn't have a very good season. There's always, you know, the media loves to paint New York as this, and lately it has been, but even more so, you know. Put it this way, if a lot of the problems that were going on in New York last year were going on in Memphis, nobody would write about it. But because New York's such a huge right. media hub, everything's magnified. And so, you know, one media member or two media members or, you know, social media says Derrick Rose didn't have a good season and is coming off a terrible year. Well, then not only do the fans believe it, but a lot of the teams believe it because nobody would sign him, you know. So it's just interesting to see how the narrative is spun in so many different facets, whether it's from fans or from professional media members. But the truth is, the triangle offense is a terrible offense for point guards. You know, look at the point guards in the past who have been in the triangle offense. Derek Fisher, Ron Harper, those guys had to give up their own game for the good of the team. It's not a point guard-friendly offense in terms of putting up big numbers. Well, Derrick Rose averaged 18 points a game last year, probably the most points ever scored from a point guard in the triangle offense. So he's still magnificent at the rim, you know, and one of the top finishers. His shot has always been, outside shot's always been iffy, but he's a competitor, and I think the signing, if he can stay healthy, it is going to be a very, very underrated signing for the Cavs. And you're exactly right. It gets swept under the rug because everybody's talking about LeBron and Kyrie and those type of things. And those are the things that get you clicks and listeners and viewers. And the reality is, look, if Derrick Rose had signed in Golden
Hammer
State,
and Hank season over or under,
how magnificent it was. But that's not what they're focused on in Cleveland. It never have been. It's more, you know, what's wrong with the Cavs. That's how this picture has always been painted. The Cavs have issues. What's wrong with them? But I think Derrick Rose was an excellent signing, especially when you consider the money in the contract.
Talking to Sam Amico from AmicoHoops.net, talking about the Derrick Rose signing for the Cleveland Cavaliers, it just seems like the guy averages 19 points a game. It looks like he can still get to the basket. He played in a terrible offense, like you said, with the triangle offense in the Knicks. Just because, you know, they had the Carmelo and the Porzingis and the Charles Oakley stuff, it just feels like Derrick Rose kind of got swept all in that, including the Joakim Noah, long-term deal that doesn't look like that's going to be one of the best contracts ever. But looking at Derrick Rose and the way he transitions to the Cavs, in what ways do you think they're going to best serve in playing Derrick Rose? When you look at it, it has something to do with what Kyrie Irving's going to do as far as if he's going to be back or not. But how does the offense look when you have a Derrick Rose and LeBron James in the game at the same time?
Well, yeah, you have two guys who can get to the basket pretty much at will and finish, you know, and that's what they're both known as, guys who score around the rim. You know, I think a few years ago, you know, when Derrick Rose was still in Chicago, LeBron was first in the league at scoring at the basket, and Derrick Rose was second. So, I mean, those are two things that are big, you know, and a lot of times he draws a lot of fouls. So, you know, I think that the Cavs, assuming that they're able to trade Kyrie Irving and get the deal that they like, if it comes to that, which I think it will, they're going to want a point guard in return. You can't go to bat with just Derrick Rose and Jose Calderon and Kay Felder. Mm-hmm. You've got to get at least a legit backup, if not an Eric Bledsoe type, who's going to come in and maybe be your starter. Derrick Rose can start if you have a legit backup, because you can't play him, 40 minutes. He just has not shown the durability. He's had a major knee injury, which has impacted his effectiveness. I had one scout say he's still very good, but the problem now is he has peanut butter and jelly for knees. So, you have to take that into consideration when it comes to him. But I truly think this could potentially be the most underrated signing of the offseason. And, the other thing, I think at the press conference, I asked about him, and Dan Gilbert, Kobe Altman, the GM, answered the question about him and said, he just loves the game. And that people forget that. Mm-hmm. We get so caught up in social media and caught up in trade rumors and doing our trade trackers and all that stuff, is there are a lot of guys in this league. You don't get to this level if you are not obsessed with basketball. And he is obsessed with basketball, and he loves it, and he's always in the gym. And, Kobe Altman kept saying, Derrick Rose's go-to line, he always says, is, I just want to hoop, man. I just want to hoop. And that's the way he lives his life, and that's a good guy to have on your team, a quiet leader like that. And as Dan Gilbert pointed out, Derrick Rose is, he said, well, the one thing that I didn't realize is he's only 28 years old. He could rebound and have a nice career still ahead of him. So, look, defensively, he wasn't the same guy as he was before that. But, the same people who are complaining about his defense are complaining that Kyrie Irving's probably going to get traded. And let's not kid ourselves, that's never been Kyrie's strong point.
Yes.
So, I just think he'll be a nice addition. If you can keep Kyrie Irving, then obviously it's ideal. But if you can't, then you still have a guy here who's very determined, not only from a basketball standpoint, but he's on a one-year minimum contract deal. He has a lot to prove. Mm-hmm. And when guys in the NBA have a lot to prove, that could turn out well.
Watch out. Sam, you mentioned that. One of the things, he's on a one-year deal. He has a lot to prove. These guys, if we know one thing about the whole circus around in the NBA, is that NBA players, to me, are the most brand aware and prideful people as far as the four major sports. So if you're a guy who's a former MVP and you've been stuck in New York and people have written you off, that guy's going to be seriously motivated to get back to a point where he's considered or probably trying to rehab his career to can be considered elite again. We don't know if it can happen with injuries, but there is motivation there with him. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you're exactly right. And that's something that the Cavs took into consideration is, here's a guy who's, was, like you said, was the former MVP, who's been not only just by fans saying he's washed up, but by the teams, by maybe they didn't tell him directly, but, by not signing him, by not showing an interest in him until late in the free agency, and going with other players in front of him and signing guys like Jeff Teague. People around the league think Jeff Teague's a better player now than Derrick Rose. So, he goes into the season, and you're right. A lot of times that can bring out the best in people. And, again, with him, I don't think the biggest concern is, can he play? It's, we've seen the injury history recently with Chicago, and that concerns you a little bit.
Talking to Sam Amico from AmicoHoops.net. One of the sneaky articles you had on here is another – stuff seems to be flying under radar. You had an article about the buyout of Dwayne Wade in the Chicago Bulls and what's going on with that. What are the developments on that front? And what are the chances and the likelihood that the Cavs may be able to get another guy – who has veteran experience, can play in small spurts, can give you some points, some buckets, and is not afraid of playing in a big stage or playing Golden State. What are the developments on that front with Dwayne Wade and the buyout with the Bulls?
Well, you hear multiple reports that it could happen prior to training camp. And if that's the case, I think it would really would come down to Cleveland, Miami, and I think ultimately, being able to play. Remember this: if he gets a buyout, that's going to be a huge check.
Mm-hmm.
So he could come to Cleveland for $2 million or whatever for a year, and it wouldn't be a huge ordeal. But I think he would lean that way simply because he would love to play with LeBron one more time, and make another run. And where would he fit in right now? It's hard to tell. But this is a team that's been focused on Kyrie Irving, but they're also looking to move him on Shumpert, and have been all summer. Came close with the Houston Rockets, so thought they had a deal, and then the Rockets signed PJ Tucker, and that kind of fell apart. So, is it a possibility with Dwayne Wade? Yes. I think it's a realistic possibility. But and look, he's at the point, 35 years old, coming off the bench or starting. But, again, you're talking about a guy who's playing 25, 30 minutes tops. And in that role, he could be magnificent, even at this age, because he had a nice season last year. And he's maybe not the all-star he once was, but he's a borderline all-star. And you add another guy like that, he could certainly help them out. In terms of whether it's in reserve or just, one of those. He would be a magnificent role player, put it that way.
Thanks, Sam. I appreciate it. Let everybody know what you got coming up in the next week or so.
Well, I think, Garrett, we'll probably have more talk about Kyrie Irving on the website because I'm sure that'll continue on. But, I just told my wife, honey, I'm putting stuff on the website now about guys from William and Mary signing with the Celtics. So it's a little slow, but that's okay because it's football season. But, hey, I will say this. We're going to have our team-by-team previews starting next week. So I hope the readers will look for that. And, of course, I'll be joining numerous hosts, probably not as great as you, Garrett, on the Fan during the week as well.
Oh, I appreciate it. Checks in the mail. Checks in the mail.
All right, man.
Sam, I appreciate it. Have a good weekend, man.
All right, you too, Garrett. Take care.
Thank you.